Well, there you go. There you go. I'll tell you what we need to do. Start to focus our world on basketball.
Yeah, just before we do, I'm getting really annoyed by this. These text messages coming through, come to veterans training or come and play veterans cricket. I don't want to play veterans cricket. Play normal cricket, Daniel. We don't play veterans cricket.
Well, that's true.
We're not old enough to play veterans
cricket. Well, now we're old enough. We're absolutely old enough. 45 is old enough to do most things in the veterans category. But we're just much better than that. So so we don't need to. I'll tell you who's better than all of us at these things. Xavier Rathan-Mays is much better than us at basketball. He is a part of the Melbourne United campaign this year. We spoke to the coach, Dean Vickerman, the other day. We're on the eve of the season for United. They'll be looking for big things, and Xavier's going to be a part of the big thing journey. He joins us on the line on a Friday morning. Good morning, Xavier.
Good morning. How are you?
We are well, my friend. Great to have you with us. Now, well, how's your world in Melbourne? What's it like being in Melbourne? You were in Illawarra playing in the NBL last season, but you're in the best city in the world now. Are you feeling it?
Yeah, it's been great. It's been great. I'm from Toronto, so being in a bigger city like Melbourne has been, it's been great. And I fit right in, and it feels like home.
How did you end up in the NBL? I mean, you've played all over the world. You spent some time in the NBA. You've been in Greece. You've been all over the place. But how did you end up in the NBL?
Yeah, it was definitely something that that we explored. My lady is actually from Sydney. So it became even more of a thing for us last year. And when the opportunity presented itself to play in Illawarra, it was something that we jumped at right away. And it is obviously special for myself to be able to be here and be able to play in front of her and her family, and just be around family, because as an import, it's difficult because you're always on the road, you're always away from family. So to be able to have that family dynamic, that family aspect has been really special.
So I'm interested, Xavier, you've played in the NBA, you played for Memphis, you've played all around the world. At 28... are you now just a worldly basketballer, if you like, playing in different leagues, or have you still got aspirations to potentially get back to the NBA? What are your dreams from this point in your career?
Well, I definitely would like to say I'm well-traveled in the basketball world. Played for Team Canada, so did a lot of traveling with that as well. But in terms of my career, I'm content. I'm happy. Like I said, my family is here. And you know, if I have the opportunity to stay here in Australia long term, it's definitely something that, you know, would make me really happy. So if that NBA opportunity or anything else presents itself, it's an opportunity that we'll look at when the time comes. But for right now, I'm happy. I'm happy here in Melbourne, and I would like this to be my long term home.
And I think that's music to the ears of basketball fans here in Melbourne, because it's such a different looking team, Melbourne United, this year from what it's been. It's always been a successful basketball club, but to come in here and kind of make a name for yourself and shape what hopefully is a long career with a new looking team is exciting.
Yeah, exactly. Obviously, we have a lot of new faces in this organization, with me being one of them. And you know, for myself to be able to come in to be a part of the culture, to, you know, have the relationship with the guys that I do. I've known Chris Goulding for a few years now, and my relationship with him is special. And, you know, if I could, you know, integrate myself and really become a part of this team, this culture, this organization, and this city for a long time, that would make, you know, me really happy.
So do you feel that chemistry on the court with Chris? Obviously, knowing him personally for a little while is a nice thing, but do you feel that chemistry on court from what you've seen so far in the preparations for this season?
Yeah, I mean, with Chris himself, I think, you know, that chemistry has been there for a little bit. It's about, you know, continuously learning the guys around me. And I think we made some really good steps in Darwin in our preseason tournament. So I think we're trending in the right direction. I think the familiarity with each other has been great. You know, the chemistry is right there. And, you know, we're taking steps in the right direction. So I'm excited. I'm excited for the season.
You've played, as you mentioned, all over the world, and I'm sure with some great coaches, but last year at Illawarra, Brian Gorgian was the man in charge, and he's an icon in Australian basketball. What was it like to be coached by Gorge?
Man, absolutely special. Definitely one of my favorite coaches ever, you know, to ever play for. My relationship with him is absolutely special in itself. You know, going through these preseason games, I'm I'm consistently getting texts from him. I'm getting calls from him. he's, you know, helping me through and continuously pointing out different things on the court that he sees. So to be able to not only have the relationship that I did with him last year, but to be able to have somebody of his stature, you know, still present and prevalent in my life has been absolutely special.
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds good. He's a good man, Gorge. I'm not surprised to hear that. What about for the basketball fans in Melbourne that maybe haven't seen you too much playing for Illawarra? What do you bring to Melbourne United in terms of your style of play?
Just a dynamic guard that can, you know, is a guy that can get people involved, but also can score the ball at a high level. One of my things that coming in here is being able to be great defensively, being able to switch 1-4, 1-5, and give us versatility defensively, being a bigger guard. So, you know, just a guard that's dynamic, a leader, and somebody who's going to, you know, come out here and, you know, do whatever I can to help us win games and hopefully win a championship at the end of the year.
Well, it kicks off this Sunday at John Cain Arena. Check your local guys, 2 p.m. against the New Zealand Breakers. So the season starts very, very quickly. Do you have sort of pre-season meetings or camps where you go through and put your goals out there from a team perspective and what you want to achieve? Have you done that with Melbourne United?
Yeah, so Melbourne United does an amazing job of team building. We have certain days during the week after practice where we do, you know, team building segments with each other. We put our, you know, like you said, our goals out there. We talk about things as a team, as individuals, where we can learn about each other, because it's a lot bigger than just, you know, going out there and being on the court together. It's about understanding each other as people, you know, our backgrounds, where we come from. And we've done a really good job of that off the court. So that's something that, you know, we focus on, so that when we get on the court and, you know, we play together, there's a level of comfortability with each other that is unique and unlike many other teams.
And what do you do when you're not playing basketball? What do you do for fun, Zave?
I'm a big golfer. Golf was actually my first love. Was a little expensive for my family back then, and obviously I was growing pretty quickly. So to be able to, you know, continuously have clubs to my height was difficult. But I'm a big golfer. CG and I were on the golf course yesterday with our strength coach Jay, and the day before we're on the golf course as well. So that's my big go-to. It's kind of, you know, my mental release. Just get away from basketball and go out there for a few hours and have a good time.
Well, I saw Chris posting yesterday about being on the golf course with his new irons, and he mustn't have paid for somewhere, I reckon, Zave. Who's the better golfer, you or Chris?
His Callaway sponsor.
Yes, exactly.
I'm
right.
I'm trying to be a part of it.
We'll help you out with our friends at Callaway. I'll see what we can do about that. Are you better than him?
I would like to think so.
Ooh.
me and CG are hyper competitive, and that's something that I love about him. And, you know, being here with him is, you know, we compete at a high level no matter what it is. And you know, when we're on the golf course, obviously we have a good time, but we compete. We like to kick each other's butt.
And that's on the golf course. You work together and kick the opposition's butt on the basketball court. And that is, of course, to get the New Zealand Breakers' butts going to get kicked this weekend. Sunday at 2 o'clock at John Cain Arena. Check your local guides for tickets and opportunities to go and see our man Xavier Rathan-Mays in action for Melbourne United for the very first time. We wish you the best of luck for the weekend and for the season, Xavier. And we'll hopefully chat to you through the process. Go get them.
Appreciate you. Thank you for having me.